This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Always a pleasure to have our next guest with us. It is Joe Tereshuk with the Lanier County OPP. Joe, welcome back.
Thanks, Bob. It's been a little while, but always a pleasure.
Indeed. And, you know, we wanted to have you on for a number of reasons, but we have to talk about what is due to hit this afternoon. Environment Canada out with a winter travel advisory. So it is time for Joe and Bob's annual talk on how to drive safely. And
yes.
It bears repeating. It's a reminder we have to do every year.
Yep. The winter weather is arriving as scheduled, as it has every year. Sometimes later than others, but I mean, nothing really changes. It's, I think, first and foremost, the message that the message we have most of the time, especially when there's a specific weather warning, is if you don't need to go anywhere, just stay home. Of course, you can't always just stay home every time some snow flies, or nobody would leave their house in Canada for a period of about 6 months. But again, unnecessary travel during an expected bad weather event just saves, it takes a lot of the traffic off the roads, and the less cars, the less opportunity there is for something to happen. So don't travel unless you have to. If you do have to travel, then just be aware that, yeah, starting about 5 or 6 o'clock this evening, they're calling for some snow that might turn to rain, which might turn to ice, which is going to turn back into snow and rain. It's just going to be a mixed bag over the course of the evening and into tomorrow. Just give yourself time. The speed is a factor in the majority of collisions in the wintertime, and it's not necessarily reckless speed. It's speed that's too fast for the road conditions or the weather conditions at the time. If there's snow, slush, freezing rain, whatever the case may be, you have to adjust your speed appropriately. And driving a little bit slower can prevent a lot of other issues.
I think it's also worth noting that it's a few people that are doing this. Sure, when the weather hits, we do see the spike in collisions and people sliding into the ditches and so on and so forth. But there are many, many people in our listening area who do respect the road conditions and do know how to drive. And I think that that's important to mention. It's not like everybody in Lanier County forgets how to drive.
Oh, exactly. And like, I mean, you look outside and any given day, there's thousands and thousands of cars on the road. We're not responding to 1,000 collisions. it's just the odd one. And again, and then getting in, like having a collision or having a sliding off the road or something, it doesn't necessarily mean the person was driving recklessly or in a dangerous manner. It doesn't take much. That's why speed is so important. It doesn't take much to kind of lose traction on a road if there's freezing rain or if it's slush. If you don't have snow tires on is another big one. Snow tires are, it's like, if you haven't had snow tires, if you go from summers to snows, it's like night and day. You do notice a major difference when you have snow tires on. Of course, everything has a cost, and it's not, it's easier said than done for some people to just go buy a set of snow tires for their vehicle. But it is something to keep in mind that that they do provide extra traction. And it might just make that difference between hitting the brakes unexpectedly to react to something and sliding 10 or 15 feet or only sliding 5 feet. Like snow tires don't completely eliminate all the dangers of winter driving, but they do help.
Something you told me last year that really stuck with me is, and it just makes sense, if you are involved in a collision and everyone's okay and so on, stay in your vehicle.
Yeah, and that's particularly important on like major highways. If you're on Highway 7, if you're on a busy stretch right through the town of Perth, if you get into a collision, sometimes the immediate thought of people is to, oh, I have to hop out. Hopping out is just putting pedestrians on unsafe roads where cars are slipping and sliding everywhere. It's safer to stay in your car and wait until police or emergency crews get to the scene of your collision, which shouldn't be very long. But walking around at night or walking around in bad weather conditions on a road where cars are losing control is not a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. So 'tis the season to drive properly, and also 'tis the season for holiday parties aplenty. And that means that the ride program, it's underway now, isn't it?
Yeah, the festive ride program is basically in full swing as of now, or in the next few weeks, you'll start seeing more ride programs at all hours of the day, all hours of the evening, 7 days a week. The actual shifts that are working general duties are all going to be performing ride programs every shift. Plus, extra officers will be coming in specifically to do festive ride programs over and above the people who are scheduled to work. So you'll be seeing a lot of ride over the next several weeks from now, right through the Christmas season and past New Year's.
And people just, unfortunately, again, not everybody, many, many people do abide by the rules and are respectful of other people who are out on the road. But unfortunately, there's still people out there who just don't get this message. Don't drink and drive.
Yeah, no, unfortunately, that is the case. But like you said, the majority of people do. And the only thing that we can stress to those people is if you are out and if you see what you believe or what you suspect to be an impaired driver, call the OPP. And reporting an impaired driver on the road is an appropriate use of 911. This is a potentially very dangerous situation to have an impaired driver on the road. And call, provide your location, give us vehicle descriptions and license plates if you can, and hopefully we can intercept the person. If it ends up just being a traffic complaint and the person's driving was affected for other reasons and they're not impaired, then it is not a waste of our time. We would rather check and confirm that somebody isn't impaired and have a chat with them about their driving than allow impaired drivers to just drive around. We always want to confirm if somebody's impaired or not. So don't look at it as, oh, I don't want to bother the police in case I'm not sure. Err on the side of caution and call in suspected drunk drivers.
Absolutely. And you mentioned too, all times of the day, one of the biggest mistakes that people make is thinking that they're sober after like 3 or 4 hours sleep in some cases after a party the night before, and they grab themselves a coffee, they think they're good to go, but that is not the case.
Absolutely not. No, sleeping does not reset your impairment. if you've been up till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, having multiple alcoholic beverages, sleeping for 3 hours is not going to sober you up. Only time sobers you up. You can get into all sorts of fancy biology and elimination of alcohol rates and everything, but I think I'm okay. If you have to ask yourself that question, you're probably not.
Yeah.
And best thing to do would just be to not drive. If you know you have to be somewhere in the morning, don't drink all night. Have an arrangement, have a way to get home, arrange to stay wherever you are, and understand that, yeah, I might not be okay at 8 in the morning, even after 4 or 5 hours of sleep. It's something that planning ahead ends up solving potential problems down the road.
100%. Let's end on a high note, shall we? The annual Angel Tree program is underway. It's a partnership between the OPP and Child Protective Services of Leeds and Lanark. And every year it is just so incredibly successful. You're basically collecting toys for kids who may not get anything for Christmas.
Exactly. This is it's a great initiative. It's a great program. This is the 38th year of the Angel Tree program, which is fantastic. And it seems like we're setting a new record every year. So in the past number of years, it's just more and more and more. This year, it's 840 angel tags are distributed among the trees all over Lanark County, which again is a new record. And yep, it's for kids of all ages, boys and girls. There's even some, they include some stuff for the parents sometimes as well. Some adults are included in it. So when you do, anybody that's not familiar with the program, there's trees, angel trees at various partner, businesses and, the police stations, like the OPP stations, are around Lanark County. The trees are set up in publicly accessible spots, and you just go pick up a tag, you go to the business that you're at, they take your information and with the number of the tag that you took, and they just ask that on a certain date, which I believe is the 4th. I think they need the presents back by early December, probably December 1st. So by the 1st of December, they would like the presents returned to whichever location you got your tag from. Just put everything in a bag, like a gift bag, unwrapped, with the actual gift tag attached to the bag, so they know what's in it. And the reason for that is, and I've seen this before because I've helped with the collection day, the amount of gifts that Child and Family Services of Lanark, Leeds, and Grenville, the amount of gifts they get over the 2-day collection period is staggering. And it's a lot for them to manage. And so that's why they need the cards, they need the tags with exactly what is in every bag, and they need stuff to be unwrapped. And then they work on distributing. So there's several locations, if anybody doesn't know, in terms of Tay Valley, Lanark Highlands, Drummond North Elmsley, Montague, Beckwith, Mississippi Mills, Pakenham, these places all have locations. Perth specifically, Albany, Eaton, the Lanark County Administration Building, Wilson Street Auto, Spring Children, the Perth Hospital, the Perth Athletic Center, the Lanark Dance Company, the Perth Town Hall, and the Uniglass Plus are locations in the town of Perth. In Carlton Place, you can go to Kirk Orthodontics, the Walmart, ConnectWell, Rick's Glass Medic and Tinting, the Studio School of Dance, and Heritage Dental. In the Smith Falls area is the OPP East Region Headquarters, and also Rideau Home Hardware. So if you go to any of these locations and there are no tags left, sometimes the locations can kind of trade in between each other. Like if one place is totally gone and doesn't have any tags left, they might be able to kind of take some from a different location and make arrangements, because we want to make sure they're all gone. And I don't believe there's ever been a situation where the tags haven't all disappeared.
So
by all means, I believe, Bob, you can correct me if I'm wrong, that this list appears on your website.
It certainly will.
So the list is out there for the Lanark County Angel Tree. Visit a location and get a tag, and keep the program being super successful as it is every year.
And we will make sure that is up at lanarkleedstoday.ca. Joe, it's a fantastic effort. I was going to say, as you're listing off all those locations, it's great that you need that many locations to handle the volume. It really is.
Oh yeah, I mean 800, almost 900 tags per tree, like for all the different trees. You gotta really spread them out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and again, the Carlton Place and Perth Attachments have trees as well.
Fantastic. Awesome, Joe. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. It's always great information that you share. You're one of our favorites. You're welcome anytime.
Thank you very much. And again, anytime, just let me know.
OPP Constable Joe Tarashuk has been our guest today on In Focus. Remember, if you missed any of this interview, you can catch it online at lanarkleedstoday.ca. And that's also where we will have that angel tree list for you shortly. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.
In Focus on Lake 88. To hear today's program online or to listen to any of our previous In Focus interviews, visit our website at lanarkleedstoday.ca.
In Focus on Lake 88 was brought to you by Perth Chiropractic in the Perth Family Health Center, 33 Lewis Street in Perth.